Hurricane Michael is gone, but the recovery is just beginning. Michael tore through the southeast U.S. last week, a powerful storm likely made even more powerful by climate change. Among the places that took a direct hit, Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida. Tyndall's just one of many U.S. bases around the world that are vulnerable to the growing impacts of climate change. But as the world's Carolyn Beeler reports, the military is not tracking those costs.
This is the sound of a metal roof being ripped off a building at Tyndall Air Force Base and flung through the air in pieces, like strips of tinfoil. The wind also smashed buildings into piles of lumber and flipped over cars. It tore roofs off of airplane hangars and damaged F-22 stealth fighter jets worth more than $300 million each. More than a week later, officials are still surveying the damage. But when they're done, the repair costs will not be added to any running tally of military spending related to extreme weather or climate change, because that doesn't exist.
I think it is fair to say that the military does not know what the costs of climate change will be going forward.
That's John Conger. He oversaw environmental policy and managed facilities for the Department of Defense during the Obama administration. Last year, the Government Accountability Office recommended that the military start tracking the costs of extreme weather and climate change at all their installations. Brian Lepore wrote that recommendation for the watchdog agency.
We think it's important to capture the distinction between a normal maintenance or repair versus the consequence of a severe storm so that it helps to guide future adaptation projects.
Lepore argues it's a lot easier to justify the cost of an adaptation project like strengthening a hangar roof if you know how much you've spent repairing hangar roofs in the past and how much more you might spend in the face of increasingly intense storms. And he points out it's not just about the money.
We have military bases to support a military mission. And if the base is out of commission, by definition, it's not supporting that military mission.
The Department of Defense responded to the watchdog agency's call to track climate and extreme weather costs by saying, no thanks. Actually, they did say a little more. They responded that, quote, associating a single event to climate change is difficult and does not warrant the time and money expended in doing so.
4 or 5 years ago, that statement was correct.
Trevor Hauser is with the economic research company Rhodium Group.
The science was not yet at a point where that kind of attribution was possible. But thanks to a lot of research work over the past few years, we can now do it.
Scientists still don't usually say a specific drought or hurricane was caused by climate change. But they can say, for example, that an individual drought was twice as likely because of climate change, or that 15% more rain fell during a hurricane. Combining that new science with big economic data lets people like Hauser estimate how much climate change will cost investors, insurance companies, and government agencies.
Right down to a building level to estimate how much more likely it is that a given building experiences extreme weather events now than it was 30 years ago, and how much more likely it will be in the future, and what the price tag is.
Figuring out how much damage climate change is currently costing the military's nearly 5,000 sites around the world wouldn't be cheap. But Hauser says it'd be totally doable.
I mean, I don't know exactly what it would cost, but I'm guessing it would cost them less than, you know, half of a wing of one F-16 fighter.
A Department of Defense spokesperson told the world they plan and design facilities to address weather and environmental conditions, but climate change planning doesn't have a specific budget line. However, they say they're currently reviewing their climate resilience policies. For the world, Carolyn Beeler.